Blog Talk Radio.
It's some scripted out. It's some filtered out. It's some caught, damn and censored.
Wednesday, I'm the Naked Talk with Alex Akurji, and yes, my name is Alex Akurji, and I am broadcasting live all the way from Lagos, Nigeria, in the heart of Africa. Yay! So what's going on? Well, I'm so excited to be back here this week on the Naked Talk, and as always, you're listening to the Queen of Expression, and I am so happy to be here. You know, I'm always happy to be here to talk. And as always, the show is totally unscripted. We don't script the show. Like I say every week, expression is a sign of strength, not weakness. So we do not apologize for what we're thinking and how we feel. And just being able to share, you know, share our thoughts and opinion. No, that's not something that we apologize for. So, yes, we like to encourage everyone else to be expressive and, you know, leave your authentic best. So welcome, guys, and welcome back to the show. This week on The Naked Talk is a pretty exciting weekend. I'm so excited to have my very special guest who's joining me live all the way from Canada. Yes, and we're definitely talking about how to be unstoppable doing a world of good. And oh God, she's totally an amazing person who has a great reputation for doing such amazing good in the world, and she's making the world a really better place with all of just all of her achievements and the things that she's doing. But just before we get into today's conversation, last week on the Naked Talk on Talk Wednesday, I was excited to chat with. I had two very special guests who joined me live all the way from the U.S. Samantha Messersmith and Sarah Rushker, and both of them are founders of Never Be Average. And it was great to have them be here on the show live, and of course share with me their own personal journey to sort of stepping out of their comfort zone and deciding not to be average and just going for their life goals and, you know, living beyond the lackluster life, if I may say that. And it was great to have such a real authentic conversation with Sarah and Samantha, right here on the show. Now, guys, don't forget, if you miss any of the live shows or you miss the show live, all our episodes are archived 24/7 right here at the radio channel on Blog Talk Radio. Or you can catch all of our all the episodes on our syndicated radio network. So, yes, you can catch The Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji on Stitcher. We're syndicated on Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn, Acast, and Player FM. So you have no reason whatsoever to miss any episode. And, you know, it's always amazing to get all the feedback that we get in emails. And I have to say thank you to all your amazing talk blogs. You guys write me. The emails are so crazy. Like, I totally can't keep up. You know, I try to keep up. But, oh, my God, I'm overwhelmed with just how much you say the conversations impact you. And so it's great. I just wanted to say that I get your emails, I appreciate them, and I love you. And, yes, keep them coming. Hopefully I can get to answering all those, you know, all those emails. So thank you so much, guys, for just, you know, being supportive and, you know, just showing some love and enjoying the conversations and sort of taking some action, because that's what this is all about. It's about, you know, empowering you to live your authentic best. You know, and it's one of the greatest things about doing this show is, you know, being able to interact with amazing people who are achievers from around the world but are not ashamed to be as authentic and as open and transparent as they can be about their own personal experience and challenges as well. So it's really, really super amazing. And, you know, the great thing about the show is that, yeah, it's an interview. It is a conversation. And, of course, with conversations come point of views, opinions, thoughts. And, of course, you know, you can join this conversation. So, yes, wherever you're listening from around the world, you can be part of today's conversation with my very, very, very special guest. And I can't wait to sort of get it in, you know, chat with her. Like, I've been looking forward to this for, like, since January. Exactly. We've been talking about this from the beginning of the year. So this year isn't scheduled that long. And, I'm so glad that it's finally here. Today has come. I can chat with her, but just before I bring her in, and yes, she's been right here in the studio, today's show is brought to you by our friends at Hevolution Magazine. Now, Hevolution is all about bringing to you the hair side of life and, of course, giving your hair a voice. And you can find them at www.hevolutionmagazine.com. And, of course, our amazing friends at Zeno Online Stores, well, they're all about the best quality made in Nigeria products. And so if you want the best in, you know, made in Nigeria fabrics, accessories, home furniture, whatever it is, just go to www.zino.ng. And Zino, of course, is Z-I-N-O.com.ng. And let's not forget QTV Entertainment and Events. Yes, they're all about A-class, top quality entertainment and events, and you can find them at www.qtabeevents.com. Oh my God, that's a mouthful, right? Well, I cannot do this show without, you know, just giving a little shout out to our friends at, you know, our friends who are doing such an amazing work, sticking up for people who've been wrongly convicted around the world, and, you know, they're doing such amazing stuff with their documents. The innocent convict. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to Max Saxon-Mayer, who is the CEO of The Reporters Inc., as well as Osagio Kurwa, who's the director of this amazing documentary. And of course, we've had them on the show and had a roundtable conversation about, you know, wrongly convicted people, people who are paying time for crimes that they haven't committed. And there's so many of those, you know, around the world, people who are just locked up. Doing time, really, and how this not only affects them, but affects their families and their communities and their society. And just to have Max Mayer and Osagio Kurwa and the rest of the Reporters Inc. tell their story is super, super amazing. So if you want to find out more about this really, really epic documentary, then you can go to their official website, just go to thereporters.org, and you can learn some more. So yes, you know, today on The Naked Talk, I cannot wait to just learn what it takes to be unstoppable. And I know that that's something that a lot of us, you know, seek. A lot of us want to know how can we just keep moving forward and, you know, just keep, you know, taking that path to our goals and not look back and take all of those stops. Well, my guest is an expert. I mean, she knows that. That's been her, you know, that's been her journey all the way forward, never taking those stops. And we'll have such a great conversation with her. But first of all, she was voted one of the top 50 great writers you should be reading in 2015, and was notably the first female kickboxing promoter in the world who managed the world welterweight fighter. Now, she's a radio host, a human rights activist, a professional, certified metaphysical master hypnotherapist, a spiritual counselor, a master coach trainer, energy healer, award-winning painter, and founder of a social radio network in Canada. Now, today she leads, supports, and inspires many in her path to produce exceptional results in the lives of those that she meets. And believe me, I can say that too, because, you know, she's totally being inspirational in my own part and being very supportive, and we'll talk some more about that. But I'm so excited to have this amazing author. Yes, she's also an author. She's the author of two books, two self-help books. One, Midlife Mojo, How to Get Through the Midlife Crisis and Emerge as Your True Self. And the second one, No Bull Out, How to Lose the Losers and Laughter in Love. And I am so excited to have with me best-selling author, coach, artist, radio host, and founder of the Good Radio Network. It is such an amazing honor to have with me live here on the Naked Talk with Alex Akurji, Frankie Picasso, who's joining me live all the way from Canada. Hi, Frankie.
Hey, Alex. Oh. Wow. Thank you for that introduction. And I have to say, I love your music. It just got me so charged. Oh, such a great beat, such a great message. Just so cool.
Oh, my God. You know, everything here is so scripted. So it wasn't really like I just went into the studio and did that. I'm not really sure what that was, but let it stick. So, but you know what, Frankie, it's such a great honor to have you here. I've been looking forward to talking to you for like forever. Like I remember
when we had
the show scheduled in January. You know, it was scheduled in January, and I'm like, oh, I'm counting down the days. I'm like, okay, oh my God, it's such a long time, May, but you know, it's finally here, and you're here. And it's nice to welcome you back to, you know, Blog Talk Radio, by the way.
Thank you.
It's
my alma mater.
It's great to have you here. Yes, exactly.
You know,
so it's nice to bring you back here to Blog Talk Radio, even if it's just a chat with me. But, you know, just before we get into today's conversation, I do have like a small tradition on the show. I like to take the listeners on a journey just to let them know where my guests are coming, you know, joining me from, and what the weather is like where they are. So if you would be kind enough to share with us, I mean, it's been raining all day here in Lagos, Nigeria. But what is the weather like where you are in Canada?
Well, I live just outside of Toronto, west of the city of Toronto in Ontario, Canada, which is one of the provinces. I live in a town called Cambridge. And Cambridge today was, are you in Fahrenheit or Celsius where you live, your temperature? Do you measure in Celsius?
We're not a Fahrenheit. Yes, we do.
Okay. So
yes, we do.
Our weather here, okay. Well, the weather was 29 Celsius today, which is, you know, hot for those who live in Fahrenheit. And it was sunny, humid all day, and it looks like we're going to have thunderstorms in a little while. It's about 5:13 in the afternoon here, just getting into early evening, and it looks like we'll be having some storms tonight. So similar weather to you, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Coming up.
Oh, well. You know, well, it's been raining all day here in Lagos, so the weather's pretty cool, cooler than we usually have. So we're thankful for that. We're actually thankful for the rainy season because, I mean, it's not like we ever get winter here. You know, We just came out of a very long winter.
Yeah, our summer just started last week. Yeah, or spring, if you want to call it. Yeah, it's May, but it was a very, very hard won spring.
I can't imagine. You know, what will probably give to switch weather or anything like that? But you know, it's great to know that. I mean, you're having such a great, you know, sunny weather, great weather, and you know, it's beautiful there in Canada. And I know it's about 5 p.m. or so, so you know where you are, and it's about. But you know, it's great to have you here on the show, Frankie. And for a lot of people now, people know you're different things. I mean, some of the people who have come across you, they probably know you as an author and a radio host and an entrepreneur and know, just so many different things. But who would you say you are, you know, you really are? How do you describe yourself? And this is for the sake of those who, you know, who are coming across you for the first time or who've never really come across, you know, who've not had the privilege to come across you in your work
Thank
and
you.
Who are listening from everywhere in the world, especially here in Africa. Who would you say Frankie Picasso is? How would you describe yourself?
I would say at my essence, I'm a coach. So I'm a champion of people who want to achieve great things. And I'm a philanthropist in training because I would love to be able to be a Warren Buffett and just give money everywhere I can. That would be fun. I just can't wait for that day to arrive. And I'm somebody who sees the positive everywhere. I think that would go pretty much be it. That's a choice I've made. You know, we all make those choices in our life, what we want to see and be, and that's the world I want to live in. So I want to live in a world that's nice and kind, where we all get along and, you know, help one another. And so that's Frankie.
Great.
My husband says
I
live in a world of unicorns and fairy dust.
Well, you know, but I think that you kind of have started the process because, I mean, a lot of times we kind of want to, you know, when we say that we want to be philanthropic, to be able to have, you know, be in some sort of position to be able to give out money and give out. But I feel like, you know, there are other things that people give, you know, that
sometimes
are probably even more, you know, and you give that. You know, you give that. You give that support. I've experienced that. So you may not necessarily give me money, but it's not any lesser than the support that you give, you know, the you know, just the opportunities and, you know, all of that you give, the knowledge, the wisdom, the support and all of that. So I feel like, I mean, that's still sort of some feeling, you know, people give what they have, right? And you give what you have. So I think that's pretty amazing. Okay. But here's the thing. Now, you are such an overachiever. You've achieved so much in your career, you know, and you've earned like a nickname. You know, you've earned this special nickname, Unstoppable Frankie. Now, how did you earn such a formidable name, really? How did that come about?
That's interesting. I did not give myself that name. The name came about after I had a motorcycle accident. A pretty horrific motorcycle accident where I ended up in the hospital for about 6 months. And I broke both my femurs, my hip, my pelvis, like just about everything below my waist. And I ended up going, taking coaching online while I was in the hospital, becoming a coach. And then I ended up teaching at the school. And my fellow teachers, like, they didn't know that I was in pain. I have, like, terrible chronic pain. And especially back then, it was newly you know, put together, and they had no idea, but because my voice, it never came across, I never talked about it, things like that. And so one of them just said, gosh, you're unstoppable. And I said, yeah, you know what, I am. And what's good about that, though, was it was kind of like putting a mantra in front of your name, right? So you're or putting that screensaver up or putting anything that's positive, it was like doing that. And I thought, yeah, unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. And so it really helped during those years when I really needed to be unstoppable. Because, you know, I left or I lost so much when I had the accident. I divorced my husband in the hospital. I lost my job within the first month. It got reorganized. I was in a blues band at the time.
Wow.
I'm a drummer. So the guys all came and picked up their gear and left. And I was on the Canadian National Dragon Boat Team. We're about to go to Shanghai for the championships, world championships. And so I didn't get to do that. We were about to leave like 10 days before my accident or 10 days after the accident happened. And so everything that I had worked so hard for kind of went away. And I was left with just being a mom. You know, my kids were still there and that was it. So after all of that loss, and then my dog died like 2 days after I came home from the hospital, and then the rod in my leg broke. So all of these things, she's like, oh my God, you're unstoppable. And I think it all added up to being, you know, this unstoppable person. And because what else can you do? You lay down and die, or you move forward. Which choice? You know, what's your choice? My choice is
exactly.
Keep going.
But, you know, but well, here's what's amazing about, you know, just listening to all of the things that you have been through. And for some people and for those who are listening, it may just come across like, oh, yeah, you know, she's not going to be the first. But the truth is there's so many people who go through divorce and just don't want to have a life again. You're like, you know, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to move on or move forward. And you, I mean, you've lost a job. You used to be in a band. Oh, by the way, that caught my attention. You can drum.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God, Frankie, you can drum.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. What am I gonna hear again? Like, what haven't I heard? You know, from you. What other thing can you do that I don't know? Please, because you practically have tried everything that I can think of. But here's the thing, and for a lot of people who may not, you know just what your history is with you being very, and that's what I love about you. You're so experimental, and you're constantly reinventing yourself and reinventing your career and trying different things. And that's kind of like the way that I am. I like to learn new things all the time. But let's go back, a little back, you know, take us back to your journey as an entrepreneur. How did this all start? I mean, where did you start from, you know, in terms of you know, building this persona and this career that you have right now?
Well, you know what, you're really intuitive as far as I like to reinvent myself every couple of years. And I'm a Gemini, and I like to try new things, and I find it exciting. And I think that's one reason why I'm a good coach, is like I'm a champion for change, because a lot of people don't like change. It scares them, and I crave it. If I don't have it, not having it scares me. It's kind of a good match, right? Where did I start?
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to be so many things. I always wanted to be so many things. You know, the first thing I wanted to do was be a vet. I wanted to be a jockey. When I was 9 years old, I sent away for records from the National Institute for you know, broadcasting. I wanted to be a DJ on the radio. You know, I want to do all these things. And so I went to university for photojournalism, because I love finding out the story. You know, I want to know the story, and I love photography. So it was a natural, but I didn't work in it because there was no money. And then I got, you know, sidetracked I became a makeup artist for 10 years, and I really loved it because I love makeup and fashion and music and all of that. And then, geez, it's such a funny thing. I ended up working in boxing. I had a boyfriend who was a boxing in the boxing industry. So I ended up in boxing, and that's how I came to work in kickboxing, because a fighter who was also a fellow musician, he came to me and he said, you know, I really want, can your group help me with my world championship? And I asked the guys and said, no, we're purist. We don't like kickboxing. We only like boxing. I go, well, I can do it. No worries. You know, I'll take you on and I'll put on the world championships for you. So I did. I figured, you know, I'm always of a mind, if I think I can do it, I can do it. In my head, you know, I go, yeah, I can do that. Then I make it happen. It's just a knowing, you know, a sense of confidence, I guess. If I thought I can't do it, then I would never say I could. But I always, you know, I believe I can. So if I believe I can, I can. And that's just, you know, like Napoleon. Before Napoleon Hill came along, you know, what you conceive you can achieve, I was already there. So
sure.
That's kind of, you know, where that I started there. And then from there, after I put on the world championships, I got a call from the Solicitor General's office in the government of Ontario, and they said, can you put on a showcase, an event for us? And I go, yeah, I can do that. And so I had no idea how they got my name, and I ended up working in the government. And while I was in the government, I ended up, you know, getting all these really great jobs, very entrepreneurial, which was unusual. And the Secretary of Cabinet came and said, can you take on the role of Spirit? You know, she wanted me to head the Spirit initiative that she had. And I go, yes, I can do that. And so my job then became putting together programs and initiatives for the 60,000 public servants that I work for to make them feel happier in their jobs, but not give them money. Like you said, there's other things other than money. So what could I put together that would make them happy? And so I talked to them, I listened to them, and came up with ideas to change that and to make, and you know, to bring about change. And it was working really well, and it was just about that time when I had my accident. And so after, when I was in the hospital, I said to my attorneys, I said, because the accident wasn't my fault, somebody T-boned me, he ran a stop sign. And so I said, well, I can't vegetate in bed, you need to, you know, I have to go to school, I have to do something. So I ended up taking a course online like it was, we did like this, like we would talk through the internet, go to school through the internet. It wasn't. And so I took coaching, and I took everything I could possibly do in coaching. Because I thought, this is what I do. This is like, it didn't have a name before. Life coaching didn't exist. It was just counseling, I guess. It was kind of like, you know, I could have been a counselor. Because psychology kind of was my undergrad. So then I became a coach, and I really loved coaching. Coaching, I think, is just who I am. It's not even what I do, because I would do it. I do it all intuitively. And then from there, I thought, okay, now I've done that. What else can I do? Oh, hypnotherapy. That's interesting. Okay, let me try that. But meanwhile, one of my students, a couple of years ago, one of my former coaching students said to me, I'm starting a radio station. Would you like to come in with me? And I'm like, yeah, I do want to do that. I've always wanted to do that. And so that we started Coach of the Airwaves, which was going to be 24-hour coaching. The problem with it was that it was very difficult electronically and setting it up for people. It was beyond their capabilities, really. So I called Blog Talk, and I said, I've got all these coaches who want to go on the radio, and they can't get on. Can I just bring them all over to you? And they said, yeah, sure, no problem. So I brought them all over to Blog Talk, and that's kind of where the radio career all started. And I just kind of transitioned more and more into radio. And then I took 2 years off, and I decided that I needed to really feel something more than I was feeling. So I took 2 years off, and I just kind of meditated. And I said, I need to do something. I know I need to do something important. I know it needs to be, you know, something that engages me. What is it? And I was just waiting to hear the universe tell me. And then they said, we want you to go and find people who are doing wonderful things in the world and show people that it's still a good and positive place to be and help them. So that's what I did. I started the Good Radio Network. And there we are, all caught up.
Right. You know, and we're going to talk about the Good Radio Network some more. And that has been such an interesting journey, believe me. I'm thinking like, oh my goodness, okay, I haven't done that. Oh, I always wanted to do that. But Frankie has done that already, you know. So that was just totally interesting just listening to how, you know, how you have metamorphosed, how your career has sort of developed. And
oh, yeah, I was a private investigator. I keep forgetting all the stuff I do. So much stuff.
Wait, what were you doing? You were a PI, like really, like a private investigator.
Like a real PI. I did that. Yeah, it was great. I loved it. It was so much fun.
Goodness.
I mean, I've done a lot of stuff I didn't tell you about. But it's just such a long history. And I would do things on a dare. Somebody said, oh, you couldn't do that or you couldn't sell that. I go, yes, I can. And I go and I do it. You know, for me, like, I was the kid who didn't know what she wanted to be when she grew up. My brothers, you know, I have a doctor and a lawyer and an architect. They all knew, you know, they were focused and they could go and they could get it because they knew. I didn't know. I wanted to do everything. I still do. I'm still looking for, you know, what else can I do with my life?
But I think it's beautiful. You know what? I think it can be beautiful. And you know, here's why I say so. Because I'm kind of similar. I do know what I want to do, but I remember, you know, when I used to be very ashamed to say that, oh, you know, I'm a writer, I'm an author, I'm this and this and that, I'm a radio, you know, like I have all of these skills because, you know, it almost would seem like, oh, you're a jack of all trades and, you know, and a master of none and there's that thing, but I don't think it applies to me because I kind of feel like, you know, like I'm, you know, Jill in my case and a mistress of many, if not some, you know. So,
but you're a good writer and you're a good radio host, you know, if you do it well,
and then, you know,
what difference does it make?
Exactly. You know, so I only recently, I think about 3 years ago or 4 years ago, started to embrace the fact that, yes, I'm multi-talented. I'm not ashamed that I can, you know, being an actor and being this, because usually you're worried that people will judge you and they will say, oh, the reason you're trying all of this is because you're not a success in that area. That's not how I see it. And I think a lot of people are also starting to embrace the fact that you can wear many hats and you can put your hands and dip your hands in so many pies, just as long as you can handle it, right? So if
you're a creative
talent,
mind. Yeah, you you're the queen of expression. You have to express yourself in all kinds of ways. That's all.
Exactly, and that's how I started to understand that, it pretty much was just different mediums, but it was the same thing. It was just, different
yeah.
outlets to express yourself, but it was the same thing. The goal is the same, the goal is the same. And that's how I see it with everything that you've done. Is like, the goal is pretty much the same. It doesn't matter whether it's here or that, the whole thing is that you still want to make the world a good place. You're the socially conscious person who just wants to lend, be your service, and be able to help
right.
people out. Doesn't matter what what domain that you're on. So I think that's really, really, really awesome. But you know what, Frankie? How about we take a quick, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji. You're listening to The Naked Talk. It's so uncensored. She keeps it real. She keeps it straight. She tells it like it is, no matter who's afraid to bear.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji.
Hi everyone, this is Maura Sweeney coming to you from Clearwater, Florida in the U.S. of A. I am so excited to be a part of the Naked Challenge Creative Mastery Global Summit, and I'm so happy that Alex Okoroji has invited me to play a part starting July 4th. My topic is going to involve reinvention of the self, mastering the art of writing and blogging. I happen to have mastered the art of reinvention. At age 50, I reinvented myself completely. These days, I am a Huffington Post blogger, a podcaster, an international speaker. I hold the trademark for Ambassador of Happiness, and I've just released my first ever e-course called Foundations of Happiness, a self-study course on emotional intelligence. Believe me, that course has everything to do and more with the reinvention of the self. If you happen to be a creative looking to forge a new career path or reinvent the one you already have, I hope you join me because I'm going to share some fun stories, engaging content, and helpful, relevant tips that will definitely help you get from where you are to where you want to be. So I look forward to you joining me and Alex Okoroji at the Naked Challenge Creative Mastery Global Summit starting July 4th. Take care.
Okay, we're back. And yes, if you're just tuning in, well, this is still The Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji, and my name is Alex. That hasn't changed, and I'm broadcasting live all the way from Lagos, Nigeria, in the heart of Africa. And, well, just before we went on that commercial break, I was talking to, I've been talking to my very special guest, Frankie Picasso, who's joining me live all the way from Canada, and we've had such an engaging conversation. Frankie is such a great person to talk to, and she's shared so much about her journey, just being unstoppable, really. Well, it's been such an amazing, and hey guys, don't forget that you can join this conversation. Yes, you can call in, and the number to call in if you want to be part of this conversation, maybe you want to ask Frankie a question, or you want to ask me a question. I see a couple of you dialed in. Make sure the number to call is +1 215 383-3766 if you're calling from outside the U.S., +1 215 383-3766. But if you're calling from within the U.S., dial as a local number, just call 215-383-3766. And don't forget to use your hand raising effect. Please press 1 so I know that you want to speak, because I can just think you're probably just listening. So make sure to use your hand raising effect, and we'll try to connect you into the show, and you can, chat with us, join the conversation. Or, of course, you can call in via Skype for free, or tweet at me. Just tweet at Alex Akurji using the hashtag The Naked Talk, using hashtag The Naked Talk, or use the in studio, the live in studio chat room, leave a message. And of course, your messages will be read on the show, or you can send your message on WhatsApp like you always do. And of course, your messages will be ready if you have a message for Frankie or you have questions or whatever it is that you want to ask. So, yes. But just before, you know, we, you know, get into a conversation with my guest, continue my conversation with my guest, that was, you know, a pretty amazing one from Mara Sweeney, and she's going to be joining us, you know, at the upcoming summit in July, coming up in July, July 4th to July 9th, the Naked Challenge Creating Mastery Global Summit, and I'm so excited about that. I'm so, so excited because even my very special guest, Frankie, is going to be speaking as well on the second day, I think day two. So, you know, I cannot wait. It's such a great, amazing lineup, and I'm very excited. And if you haven't gotten your tickets, make sure to go get it. Get your tickets, yes. Just go to bit.ly/TheNakedChallenge, and, of course, you can grab your access pass. So, you know, just before we went on that commercial break, I was talking to my very special guest, Frankie, and, yes, she's still here. Hi, Frankie.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I'm still here. Yeah, I'm excited to speak at the summit. Oh, wow, I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to that.
And, you know, I can't wait I feel like it's going to be, oh, my goodness, I don't know what it is. I kind of feel like it's just going to be a basket, like a basket of information, like, you know, you're going to be working away with so much. Like, I know personally that I'm going to be learning so much, you know, just from all of the amazing people. Here's the thing. A lot of the times people feel like even if you're successful in your career or in your sphere or in your niche, right, it doesn't mean that there's no room. I mean, there's always room for improvement and always room to learn so much more, right? So even though I might have, you know, a great show and the show is doing well and successful, I can still learn something from other podcasters and people who are doing. There might be something that I'm not applying that I can apply, and who says I can't double my numbers, right? So it'll be great to, you know, sit in with all these amazing people who are going to be sharing so much, including you, because you're going to be, you know, sharing with the attendees how to raise their listenership to wealth. So I can't wait for that because you're going to be sharing so much information and insight and wisdom and all of that.
Thank you.
That would be really, really exciting. But, you know, just going back to our conversation, I mean, you did share your journey as an entrepreneur. And, I know you don't want to be boxed in and you hate to be boxed, but I was just trying to kind of find one sort of title to just sort of cap it off. In a way, I know it probably doesn't work, but I probably refer to you as a social entrepreneur in a sense. I mean, you're so many things. You're an artist. You're creative. You're all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, with the work that you do and what you, especially with a platform like Good Radio Network,
sure.
And I would love to talk about that as well because you've been doing so much amazing work supporting people, and you can tell us a little bit more about that. But I know this because you've also you're supporting the Naked Challenge, and you've been using that platform as well. You offer to be a media sponsor, and you're using that platform to support me, not just me, not just my project, but so many others around the world who are doing so many amazing things. So it's great to have someone like you do that. But let me ask you this. What is it that you love the most about what you do? What do you love the most about being who you really are as a social entrepreneur?
What do I love the most? The idea of being a social entrepreneur. I like that the world is thinking about social impact. I like that they're becoming less selfish and more, you know, outward in their look. And I really do believe that, you know, we're all connected and we're all one and I'm not a religious person. It's not from the Bible or what somebody tells me to do, but it really is just this consciousness that I think that we're all tapped into and belong to. So I love that, you know, I see an issue and I can help and I want to help. I've always been that person that wanted to do that. And I really hate injustice. It's something that drives me insane. And it's something I need to fix when I see it. But, you know, you spoke earlier about being you know, when I said I wanted to be a philanthropist, I was a philanthropist in training, and that how you can help in other ways. Absolutely. And that, and having the good radio was one way. If I can't help monetarily, which I do, then I can help by introducing them to an Alex Okoroji. You know, I can do something about if you're the right person that can, you know, they can tap into for other help. Making it happen, or having you on a show so that, you know, 100,000 people can listen to it. Like, if that's what's going to help you, that's fantastic, and I want to be able to do that. And I want to find the people, not just the big people, but the little people who are really making, you know, a difference and giving up their lives to help other people and could use the support of somebody like you or I. And so if I can bring them to the attention of others who might want to volunteer with them or help them and support them in other ways, that's, you know, my goal. It's not just to help one, it's to help many, and bring them to the forefront. So I love that. I love the idea of finding people who are in the business of socialpreneurism, like a Tom Shoes or like many of the people, you know, that I've interviewed, or starting it. Because you know what? You don't have to just give all your money away. You can, you know, now that they have like the B corporations and these organizations who figured out, I can make money and I can help people. You know what? You have to feed your family.
Sure.
Feed your family and help other people.
Exactly.
Why not? You know,
exactly.
Like we all want money. We all want to live in a, you know, have a nice life. It doesn't mean you have to be Mother Teresa. It just means that, you know, think about other people too. You know, think about them. That's all. Because I always put myself in that position. You know, if I was that mother of that child, what would I want people to do for me? Or if I was in your position, you know, being hungry outside a grocery store, like, please, somebody give me a dime or help me, give me some food, something. I would want that. And so how do I walk away from people? You know, you can't give to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, because, you know, you'd be broke.
Sure.
But you can think about ways to give to people. Like, I thought about maybe buying some cards, you know, the food cards, and just handing those out instead of, you know, money. Say, you need a meal, so here's a food card. Or, you know, when I paint, you mentioned I was an artist. When I paint for cleft palate surgery or VVF surgery, which is vesicovaginal fistula. And that's when a young girl, her birth canal is too narrow to deliver a baby. And maybe there's no, you know, doctor around to do a cesarean. And so she has to wait for that baby to atrophy. It's dead. She has to wait a couple of weeks till it gets small enough that her body can expel it. And while it's doing that, it's burning a hole through her rectum and uterus. So they're leaky. They're smelly. People, you know, they're thrown out of their villages. Their husbands don't want them around. And so this surgery is very effective, not that expensive, maybe about $500, and puts these women right back into their home. Because can you imagine, like, you just got married, it's your first child, and now your husband doesn't want you anymore because the birth went wrong? Like, you know, not your fault. So it's nice that they can get back, you know, into their marriage, back into their homes, into their villages, and back to life. So we all give in different ways using your talents.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But you know what you shared what you love, you know, the most about being a social entrepreneur and doing what you do. What do you like the least? Because I'm thinking that it cannot all be so smooth sailing. You know, there's probably got to be challenges and roadblocks and huddles and all that, or just some annoying. I mean, what is it that you like the least, really, if there is any that you like the least about what you do?
I like everything about it except I could use a secretary. I think that would, you know, I'm just a one woman band, you know, really, and I've just got so much on the go that I think. I don't like to not give everybody their due, but I do notice that the website gets a little neglected sometimes. It's just that stuff. You know, I'm not an office person. I'm not a detail. Like, I know detail, and I can throw it out to you, but I'm not the person to do that. And it's just, it's not my forte. You know, I'm a big picture thinker, idea person, creative person. And so, you know, for me to have to do everything is kind of difficult, but necessary.
Maybe I could apply to be your secretary. But by the way, you know, but here's the thing, you know, I think it's pretty much, you know, very reminiscent for a lot of people. I think that a lot of people experience that, even myself. Like, and then maybe it's something to do with the new era, or the new, like we're all, like, so, you know, you're a one-man band, like, you know, solo pretty, like, you want to do it all yourself. I mean, you're the one who needs to fix it, really, because all of it's your vision, right? This is your vision.
Right.
It's your dream. It's your goal. It's your idea. You understand it better. You picture it. You know everything about it. So it makes more sense that you're running the game. And, you know, sometimes
sure.
you can get it can get very overwhelming, like, for you. And that happens
yeah.
to me a lot, because I'm thinking, oh, I can do everything. Sometimes I tell myself I'm Superwoman. I know I'm not, but I just feel like I can handle everything. And sometimes I'm like, oh,
well,
my God,
and then you have
like,
to have dinner ready at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Right?
You still have to be a mom.
Still gotta go grocery
shopping
and do all that stuff.
Exactly. You can't throw that away. And that's something that's constant. So you ask yourself, you know, I work so many hours in the day, and I'm like, oh my God, there's nothing left. Like, I'm totally drawing. Like, what the hell? I'm supposed to reply emails, a bunch of emails. And all of these emails require your personal response. It's not like I can just go, oh,
right.
hi, yeah. You know, like, you know, I have to.
And you write really nice
because
emails,
everything has
long emails.
What did you say?
I said, you write these beautiful, long emails, right?
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. I'm so
yeah.
I'm totally long-winded, you know, but because I kind of want to get all the details out at once, hoping that I don't
yeah.
get, like, another one coming back to ask me another question. And but then I kind of not succeed anyway, because I probably get a response, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, I had to. And, oh, great. But I understand what you mean by that. But you know what, Frankie, just before we, you know, how about we take, let's take a quick musical break. This is Leaving Like You Do by Romeo Crowe, and Romeo Crowe was a guest on the show sometime in, well, he was part of our first anniversary celebration, and he's been a guest on the show twice. And so this is Leaving Like You Do by rock singer Romeo Crowe, and we'll be back. Enjoy.
Nice.
I've been worrying about you. You don't seem to face the truth, and it just seems to come through in every little thing you do. Yeah, people like you do, yeah.
And that was Living Like You Do by Romeo Crow. Oh, my goodness. I don't know, whenever every time I hear the guitar, I'm like, okay. Well, welcome, guys. You know, welcome back, guys. Sorry. This is still the Naked Talk with Alex Akurji, and you know we keep it very unscripted here. It's all about real, authentic conversations to empower your mind. And, you know, it's been such an amazing pleasure just chatting, you know, and talking with my very special guest, Frankie Picasso, the unstoppable Frankie. I have to say with so much respect, I have to say properly, like, you know, the unstoppable Frankie. And, you know, it's been such a pleasure just getting to know, you know, learn more about Frankie and all of the amazing things that, you know, she's achieved. I like to call it the overachiever. So, welcome back, guys. And I know we're going to be wrapping this up very soon because we have to let Frankie go. But just before we do that, we're going to, you know, just, you know, have a little bit more conversation with Frankie. Frankie, welcome back. Welcome back from the
community. Thank you, Alex. Great music, Romeo. I loved it.
Oh, you loved it. Great.
Yeah, great.
But let me ask you this. Yeah, and he's such a cool person, really, really cool guy, very, you know, very British, very English.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but let me ask you this, though. I know that you have a specialty, right, in tackling the word impossible. It feels like it's a word that isn't in your vocabulary, right? But, you know, but I want to ask you this. I mean, how have you been able to sort of achieve that feat? For a lot of people, there's so many people who are trying to achieve so many things. You know, it might not even be so many things. It might just be just one small thing. But they're not able to sort of, you know, reach their goal because there's something that keeps staring them back in the face. And that's like, oh, my God, it's impossible. It's impossible. And you, for you, that word doesn't exist. And you're able to just keep moving to achieve all the things that you want. So what is it that pushes you? What is it that – have you been able to achieve that? You know, what can they – how can they learn to kick impossible out of their own dictionary and be able to go for, you know, for the things that they want?
Good question. Well, I think the first thing, you know, is to look at the word impossible. It says I am possible, right? So I'm possible. There, you know, we've turned it from a negative into a positive. And as I said earlier, we have to be positive, right? So to be unstoppable is about committing, is about commitment. Commitment is a vow, right? It's a vow. So we need to look at our commitments and make a commitment to achieving that which we want. The Chinese have two characters for the word opportunity. One is, or for change. One is opportunity, one is danger. Where do they live? Both of them live outside our comfort zone. We have to go there. We have to get up, get out of that chair and, you know, walk 2 feet or whatever it is to the other side. We have to make ourselves a little bit uncomfortable in order to achieve the impossible. You know, the I am possible stuff that you really want to do. And you know what? You know if you want to do it because you do it. If you don't want to do it, you don't do it. It's
true.
A choice. You have to make that choice. And you have to take responsibility, you know, for where you are and where you want to go. You can't blame other people. It's not their fault. You know, circumstances will always surround us, but it's you. And if you want to do something, you will do it regardless. So obstacles are something that you should look at creatively. There's something that you can look at and go, oh, wow, that's really cool. It's a big obstacle. I'm going to go over it, under it. How am I going to get by it? But I am going to get by it. I'm going to be really creative about it. And that's a challenge, and that's fun, you know. So so that's called putting game into it. So put some game into your life. Remember to have fun. And I always say, you know, use your body as a barometer. Trust your instincts. So your body will tell you if something is right or wrong for you. And listen to it. Learn to listen to that. Sometimes you need to get support from other people, and sometimes you don't. You know, I don't want you to be a lone ranger, but you know what? If you have a big, fun, impossible goal and people are going, oh, that's never going to happen, you need to not tell those people. You need to either find people who go, yeah, kudos to you, get that done, or don't say anything until you're on your way, because people will be dream stealers. You don't want a dream stealer around you. You know, action, you have to act. And a word that I love is an actionary. So be a visionary who acts. I call it an actionary.
I love it.
You know, learn to respond rather than react to stuff. So when you respond to things that happen around you, it's controlled. You get to decide how that comes off. When you react to something, it might require an apology later. So, you know, learn the difference, learn to respond, and, you know, be in control of the media, be in control of what goes on in your life, be in control of that. And you're going to get a lot further. So, and I always say dream big, because it takes the same amount of effort to dream big as it does to dream small and make it come off. And everybody's heard this, but a goal, you know, is just a daydream until you put a date on it. So you have to put a date on what it is that you want to achieve and work towards that. And so where it really starts, though, is in like my book, Midlife Mojo, really talks about, it's a prescription for change. It tells you how to change your life. And it really starts with, A, being clear on what you want, but B, really understanding, asking yourself your beliefs. It's all in your belief system underneath that, you know, iceberg that lives above the line. Everything is in our subconscious. And so we need to go and ask our subconscious, because we were socialized to believe other things. You know, do I really believe I can achieve this? Do I believe that, you know, whatever's going to hold me back is really, do I believe that? And if it's no, great, clear sailing ahead. If it's yes, then I have to go in and find out what that belief is that needs to be changed. That's called an underlying automatic commitment. We all know what commitments are. Like I said, they're a vow. It's a promise to yourself. But here you've made a promise that you don't know about. And it could be that a parent or a teacher or somebody told you something that you believed, and it's you know, inside you kind of deep. You need to figure out what that is. If what you really want in your life isn't showing up, then you know that you have an underlying automatic commitment that you need to find. And it could be as simple as, you know, you always need to lose, like me, I needed to lose weight before an event. And why did that happen? Because when I was 9 years old, I figured it out. My mom said to me, you have to lose weight before you can do that. So that set me up for a lifetime of, oh, I can't do that until I lose weight. Right? It's simple. It makes sense. Yeah. But it was under, I didn't know that. Like, my conscious mind had no idea. But my subconscious knew. So you have to find out those things that stop you, whatever it is, those beliefs that stop you from moving forward. Or if you don't have anything stopping you, just do it. You know, like Nike says, do it. And it really is that simple. And you have to believe it. And you have to see it and taste it and, you know, all that stuff that goes along with that. So if there's something really big that you want, if you want to have your own radio show, let's say, model somebody who has a radio show. Look at Alex. Oh, and model her behavior and say, oh, okay, I like how she does her show. I can have a show like that. I just have to give it a name and get on a radio station and start. It's really that simple, you know. Writing a book. How do you write a book? You start writing. Right?
Sure.
It's that simple. It's
exactly.
Not rocket science. What's rocket science is just figuring out the, you know, what is holding you back, or why you're afraid, or, you know, why you don't want to do it. Because if you really don't want to do it, then you're not going to do it.
Very true.
And if you want to do it, then you will do it. You know, I'm fortunate that I have a father who, and I know that you have a father who you look up to too, Alex, you know, who was an achiever, who was an entrepreneur, who never let anything stop him in his life. And you know, I don't know if it's in my genes or if it's just because I saw what he did, but I admire that. I really admired that. And I wanted to be that way too. And I think it's just my nature, but that can be shared. And it's a nature that, you know, we can teach other people what to do. So it's not, you know, just because you didn't have my dad doesn't mean that you can't do great and wonderful things, or Alex's dad. You know, we didn't come from the same place, but we're doing a lot of the same things. So, you know, I'm in Canada, you're in Africa, but here we are talking on the radio.
Exactly. Absolutely. And you know what's amazing about everything that you said, and I know a lot of the listeners are definitely going to learn from this, because I meet so many people all the time who say, you know, Alex, I love what you know, and I'm like, and I'm thinking, it's not that, you know, it's not, I mean, yes, it is time consuming, and it takes a lot of commitment, like you say, and dedication, but it's not like it's really such of a brainer. It's not that hard. Like, you want to do something, you just go ahead and do it, you know, and then you figure it out as you go, like you learn at the job.
Right.
Like, I don't really have to tell myself, like, you know, I have to spend 1 year trying to plan. If I want to do something, I just wake up and I go ahead and I do it.
Exactly.
That's the only way that I knock something off my list. That's how I knock it.
I think that's our personality style, though.
You.
Too many people get caught up in. It's our personality, though, to do that. It's like we have a risk taker personality. But if you are an analyst personality, don't get caught up in your analysis paralysis. You know, you have to get out of that and move. You have to move, and because otherwise you'll just be stuck there, never starting. Stuff goes into place. Don't you find that? Everything goes into place. Like, we're doing a live unscripted radio show, and I know for myself that whenever my first show of any station I've ever been on, it always screws up. And I learned, okay, so it's going to screw up, but I still rather do a live show for the energy, for anything could happen. I don't know what's going to happen, right? But it's more fun that way. And you guys get to come along for the ride with us that way. And who knows what's going to happen? Anything could happen, but it's cool.
Anything.
Don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid of that. Roll with it.
And you know, that's so true. Oh my God, Frankie, I feel like, you know, like I'm totally like you're kind of like my kindred spirits in a sense.
I know.
I always like the live feel. I always like the live feel. You know, I feel like when it's recorded, it's so not authentic. It's almost like, you know, it's all planned. You can't have it all figured out. Like, just go for the ride. Whatever happens, fine. You know, if, you know, you make a mistake, oh, I apologize, I'm so sorry, you know, I was going to, you know, I sleep. You know.
Exactly.
Whatever it is, but the point is, just go for the ride and just have fun doing it. So this has been such an amazing, you know, just really, really amazing having you on this. But
thank you so much.
One last break before we let you go. I know you have to go soon.
Sure.
But we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Just stay there.
Hello, this is Frankie Picasso, founder of the Good Radio Network and host of Mission Unstoppable Radio and Frankie's Sense and More. I am so looking forward to connecting with you and answering all your burning questions about radio, from how to start your own show or how to grow your radio show to wow. I'll be live day 2, act 2, and I will see you at the Naked Challenge Creative Mastery Global Summit on Blab. Get ready to reinvent yourself.
Okay, we're back, and yes, we're just about to wrap this baby up. Oh my God, you know, it's been such an amazing Talk Wednesday, chatting with my very special guest who's joining me live all the way from Canada, Frankie Picasso. She's an author, a coach, an artist, a radio host, and the founder of Good Radio Network, and it's been such a pleasure talking to her. But Frankie, just before we let you go, I know you have to run up soon, just give us a little bit, I mean, for those who are, you know, just a little bit about Good Radio Network. I know you did try to touch it a little bit on it, but, you know, how's it coming, you know, how's it going? I know that you've been, the Good Radio Network, you know, has a couple of different programs, on the network, as well as supporting quite a number of initiatives. So what's happening right now? Are there anything in the works? What is there special thing going on? I listened to a couple of the shows, actually. I'm sure you probably don't know this, but I'm like a ghost.
Fun. Yeah. I have my shows. My show is Mission Unstoppable and Frankie Sense and More. And there's a few other hosts who have come on and brought their shows along with them. And that's really fun. A lot of the nonprofit guests that I bring on, I try to, you know, keep and support them throughout the year. I've taken on some projects that I think are important and good projects, and really want to help support those people, as I said, because that was really important that it became radio that does a world of good. So it goes beyond talk radio. It was important that it went beyond talk radio into radio that does something, you know, and not just talk about doing things. So at that's, you know, the conjecture in where we are right now. And so I'm always looking for new projects. I'm looking for people who need help so that we can support them, and radio hosts who want to be, you know, positive and on a good platform, you know, come and talk to me, Frankie@thegoodradionetwork.com. Send me an email, and we're just hoping to grow and do great and wonderful things. That's where I'm at right now, Alex. And I'm looking forward to coming to the Creative Summit and talking to everybody about radio.
Yes, and you know, I'm looking forward to that. I know that it's going to be amazing. I mean, you have like eons of experience. I mean, you've been on radio doing this for quite a while, I mean, with your show, and you've got great listenership. You've got a lot of downloads for your show and all that. So, and you've spoken, you've interviewed and had great guests, you know, from all walks of life. So, I mean, you're perfect, really. you know, to be listening to and learning from at the, you know, the upcoming summit. So I can't wait to just have you be part of that. But it's been such a great pleasure having you here on the show, and I'm looking forward.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sure
so
we're
going
to do this again some other time. I know we will, because there'll be so much to talk about.
Exactly.
But it's been such a great pleasure having you on the show. I'm sorry that you have to run up soon. I wish we could talk for longer, but
it's been such a great pleasure
learning, and I know. But it's been great having you here, Frankie, and I'd love for you to come back some other time on the show. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you so much. And thank you to all your
world
listeners.
World of wisdom and empowering them. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. All right, then. Take care. All right, guys.
Bye.
Well, this has, you know, been such an – bye. It's been such a –
Talk with Alex Okorochi.